It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, what are you learning? We want to hear from you. We'll ask you to call in and tell us about something that you are learning how to do. You can get started right now with your answer on the Ideas Network Facebook page. First,
there has been discussion about an appearance before Congress. Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report. It contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We chose those words carefully, and the work speaks for itself. And the report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
That was then Special Counsel Robert Mueller speaking in May. In the same speech, he announced his departure from the Justice Department. The rare public appearance came after the release of his office's report on its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. As Mueller said, if he were called to testify before Congress, he wouldn't say anything that goes beyond what's already in the report. We're going to see if that's true. Mueller is set to testify before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees tomorrow. Devlin Barrett reports on national security for The Washington Post. Devlin, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Are we going to hear anything from Robert Mueller that we haven't already heard? What are the hopes and fears, I guess, of both parties in the House?
I think the chances that Robert Mueller offers some new piece of evidence or some new detail about the investigation is pretty small. I think he's sent every signal he possibly can to say that's not going to happen. You know, but I think Democrats still hope that just the simple act of him saying on live television the basics of what is in the report might be compelling, might convince some members of the public that this is pretty serious stuff. But look, I think on the other side, Republicans are pretty determined to challenge the whole premise of this investigation, that decided to argue that this is all was all, you know, sort of a flawed investigation from the start, and that this whole thing is worth putting to rest permanently.
That point of the idea of Mueller saying things out loud that are already in print seems like potentially a big deal. The Mueller report is long. Most people haven't read it. Apparently, a lot of members of Congress haven't read it. Hearing out loud, some of the material in there could be still a surprise to some members of the public, couldn't it?
I think the part of the issue is that Mueller carries a lot of gravitas. For a person who almost never speaks publicly, at least in this day and age, you know, when he does speak, it really does, so far, it really did capture the attention when he spoke a few weeks ago. And I think that's important, and that could have sort of an impact on the political discussion that goes on in Washington. But look, honestly, I think both parties are pretty baked in terms of how they view his work. So the question is, can his words and the live testimony change anyone's minds who hasn't already decided what they believe this is about?
We're hearing reports today the Department of Justice sent Mueller a letter saying he had to stick to the report in his testimony. He couldn't go off script in some ways, couldn't talk about unindicted third parties, things like that. House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler called the directive arrogant, said it's part of an ongoing cover-up by the administration. So some late breaking news leading up to tomorrow's testimony there.
Yes, and even more recent developments than that. In just the last few minutes, we've seen an indication that Mueller would like one of his top deputies to be sworn as a witness, and Republicans are critical of that, and it's not clear whether that's going to actually happen. But what it tells you is that right up until the last minute, both sides are going to be jockeying for position, and there is still, you know, a little bit of tension between Mueller and his bosses at the Justice Department.
Talking to Devlin Barrett from The Washington Post about tomorrow's scheduled testimony by former Special Counsel Robert Mueller before two House committees. There have been some developments since the report itself came out, Devlin, including Attorney General Barr's memo on it, four-page memo, and then Mueller's office responding with a letter saying that memo didn't really capture the, quote, context, nature, and substance of the Special Counsel's office's work. Could that be a subject on the table tomorrow?
Yeah, I definitely expect that to come up more than once, in part because if Mueller does really stay disciplined and stick to what's already in the report, the Democrats may try to move on to other issues, like asking about whether or not the Attorney General or anyone above Mueller tried to influence Mueller's decision process or misrepresented what Mueller found. because these are tense subjects, and there have been tensions in the past on that. And I think they will definitely try to draw him out on that to see if there's any evidence of political interference or any question of whether or not Mueller believes that the attorney general put his thumb on the scale in some way.
Let's get into some of the content of the report that's likely to come up tomorrow. One of the big questions is the whole obstruction of justice charge. Mueller's team apparently felt like the president couldn't be indicted by them, so they didn't tackle the issue of criminality. They also famously didn't clear him of obstruction of justice. What do you expect to hear on that issue tomorrow?
Well, I expect Democrats will try very hard to get him to say in more clear terms what exactly that means. You know, that's been in some ways the most important part of the report, but also in some ways the least understood part of the report. And Democrats would dearly love to get him to say something about whether or not he believes the president committed a crime. I would be surprised if Mueller, you know, sort of loses his discipline and his self-control and just sort of blurt something out in answer to that. But, you know, hearings can get tense and hearings can get confrontational. So, no one can predict the future.
And then reliving the Russian side of investigations, Russian interference in the U.S. election, the report concluded that, yes, there were widespread Russian efforts to interfere in the U.S. elections in 2016. The question of collusion, people keep pointing out collusion is not really a legal term in a lot of ways. What kind of things are we going to be looking at when it comes to what kind of information the Trump campaign was seeking, what they knew, who knew what, when?
I think what a lot of folks want to have explained to them by Mueller is, what does it mean when he says that people in the Trump campaign were eager for the Russians' help, the Russians were eager to offer it, but there was no coordination or conspiracy between the two? I think he's going to get pressed on that point and asked to explain, well, if both sides want to do something and try to do something, isn't that coordination? Isn't that an agreement? And look, I think there's a lawyerly answer to that that may disappoint a lot of folks. But I do expect him to get pressed on that, because that is a central question in his entire investigation.
Now, Robert Mueller has held prominent positions in American government. He's been called to testify before Congress in the past. What do we know about him? He's obviously not somebody who relishes getting out in the limelight, or it doesn't seem that way. What do we know about him when he does appear before Congress?
We know that he really dislikes appearing in congressional hearings. We know that he really dislikes what he views as the excessive partisanship and political point scoring of congressional hearings. And, you know, in some ways, if you compare the types of hearings he sat through as an FBI director 7 or more years ago, you know, congressional hearings have gotten tougher and more confrontational since then. I expect he will bristle at confrontational approaches. But I also think his record shows that if you press him politely and respectfully, but clearly and rationally, to say more than he wants to say, he, in the past, he has sometimes started out saying, no, Senator, I can't tell you that, and then just given in and said, okay, fine, here's what happened.
Do we know anything about the format tomorrow? We've seen some of the big live dramatic congressional committee hearings lately where, okay, a Democrat gets 4 minutes or whatever, the Republican gets 4 minutes, and it's this kind of weird herky jerky thing where you don't really get an established narrative. Do we know what things are going to look like tomorrow?
It's probably going to look like that. I mean, certainly the mechanism of this will be similar to that. I think a big question in my mind going into this is, how much are we really going to be watching two hearings at once, a Republican hearing and a Democratic hearing, talking about completely different things in completely different ways? That is certainly how some of the past hearings on this whole question of Russia and the president's conduct have played out. And I think it's very possible that we could see another incidents where, at this key moment with this key witness, what actually happens is sort of a very schizophrenic approach to trying to find out information.
You know, this all started, Devlin, with the question of Russian interference in the U.S. election. Are you hearing a lot of talk in Washington about potential Russian interference in our next election?
Oh, definitely. There's a great deal of concern about it. The FBI director was just on the Hill today testifying that he was very certain that there would be continued efforts to interfere, especially in sort of the social media space. And I think that's a constant concern for government officials. But I also think that's something that the government is not greatly equipped to counter. You know, if there is, you know, greater propaganda just on the internet, the government telling you that such and such is propaganda is not necessarily a great tool to combat that. And I think what they want to do is raise public awareness so that the average American voter is just a little more cautious and thoughtful when they come across stuff online.
Devlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Devlin Barrett. He covers national security for The Washington Post. We talked to him about former special counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress tomorrow. You can hear that testimony. We'll have live coverage hosted by NPR on the Ideas Network starting tomorrow morning at 7:30.